The homies say I'm the truest. The bitches think I'm the cutest. The definition was cool ass, but I thought you knew this.
Bitch, I do that.
I used to wanna be like Michael Jordan. Figured that I hit the NBA and make a fortune. Thank God for these rap recordings. I can ball like him on heavy verse and cuts. 501s, Louis Letterman jacket, little brother, only five. Mama put him on my taxes. You know that Compton ghetto shit. That heavy section 8 tenant is familiar with.
Yeah, I wanted to take a sip before the shit started recording, but I'm gonna have to just take my sip right now. Go
ahead, water, bro. Bro, you gotta stay hydrated, my brother. Stay hydrated.
Bro. You ever look at the so on the top of a water, like you ever look at like so what would you say is the best water for you? Because I didn't know the answer to this a while ago.
Smart water.
I don't know, brother. So they have
spring water.
You ain't never seen like the niggas that reviewed like the type of water that's like it's like the alkaline shit and all that.
Would they be doing that on YouTube? Where they do that at?
I think it was YouTube where I saw it. But okay. Yeah, it was like they rated all the water. So they had like Smart Water, Fiji, Essentia, your regular Walmart, Johns.
Right, and then, right. And who came out on top?
I want to say it was like Fiji, but see, I think it was like, it was the most alkaline, what one person was doing, right?
Okay.
And then the next one, it wasn't a rating. It was just that Dr. Sebi stuff. And he was like, yeah. Yo, you should only be drinking spring water, I guess, because it got the minerals and all that. So yeah. Like now, I either get the Essentia, or I get the Fiji, or I get some spring water. But I get the Deer Park. People don't fuck with the Deer Park, bro.
Brother. We in there, brother. Yeah. At least I know that's good for me now. I don't know, bro. I go in there and get the cheapest.
Hey, ironically, it's the same shit, bro.
Is that? Oh, hey, we went in there, brother.
Now, bro, the Deer Parks is here heavy, bro. But mind you, like this is a treat for myself.
So, yeah, yeah.
I keep a good 24 when you get pack. The Fiji. 24 packs stay on deck, bro.
That's a fact.
And I just recently got the Brita filter, bro, which is a game changer.
Game changer. Bro. I bet, bro. I bet, bro.
I got a water bottle for work, bro. I just fill that bitch up in the morning, like 40 ounces. That shit let it ride throughout the day, bro.
That makes sense. Because I'm definitely using that good water faucet tap. Brother. That's what I'm using, brother.
Nah, that's South Georgia water, different. But yeah, hell man. Yeah. After many attempts,
<we're> here. But it's like the first episode right here, bro.
Let me tell y'all, like, if y'all don't know the fucking story of how this shit is really a journey getting this shit off the road, or you know what I'm saying?
It has been
technical
bro.
Difficulties, personal difficulties. It's been just difficulties, bro. So whoever y'all out here doing y'all pods, man, it's running smooth. Shout out to y'all.
Man, like, big salute to y'all because
this is a process.
This, we realized this ain't, we didn't try everything. We tried to do it drunk, sober. We didn't try the podcast 5 different ways, bro. But it's good to have y'all joining us, man. This is the Greater Than Club, episode 1, man. We happy to be here, man. We happy to be here for sure.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, I'm really optimistic about this shit, bro. Like, it's finally good to have like a platform where,
facts,
you know what I'm saying, we could speak our minds, speak our opinions, and more so get opinions of others, bro. But like, yeah, man, long time coming, but shit, glad we here.
Yeah, man, we definitely needed a place to decompress, man. These weeks be stressful. You know, I got a crazy story I got to get into about work, man. Crazy, crazy.
So, all right. So I'm glad you said something because I got a transition for that. But go ahead and tell your story. Well, I think I'm going to have a good segue for whatever you finna say.
Say no more. So, you know, I'm not going to say where I work, but I work at I'm an attorney. I work in a university system. Not going to say where.
Humble flex.
Yeah, just, you know. You at me. For all your lawyerly needs, but
sure, that's not the right word.
we creating it here. We created it on the fly. So I'm at work, man. And you know, me, I don't know how y'all are at y'all job, but me working on the campus, man, like after 2 or 3 hours, I got to step outside, man. I walk around the campus, man, you know, little 5-minute walk every now and then, because I just don't like to be sitting in my desk throughout the whole eight, nine-hour shift or whatever. So I walk outside and, you know, we just had an election or whatever. So, you know, it's kind of heated in the world. And like you said, I'm living in South Georgia, so y'all can kind of guess where I might be at. But I'm in good old South Georgia. We know what that mentality is like. We don't even have to speak on that. But I'm in my phone, you know. Right. I'm probably listening to a good. I think I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast or something like that, just walking on campus. So I'm walking. A car starts to slow down, approaching me. So I'm like, okay, wait. But they still going. They're going in their way. I'm walking the opposite way. But I see them rolling the window down. So I look over. I'm like, what is going on? And a dude screams at me, Trump won. I'm like, yo, I don't know if it's the PTSD in me or not, but I'm like, yo, I thought it was like a gun. Man was about to get the bucket and like get the shooting. I'm like, nah, this man, yo, that, it's the Proud Boys.
those chants, bro, especially in that part of town, typically follow something else. Bro.
Exactly, like,
you're right to be feeling like that, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Without giving away again where you work, I'm gonna say this. There's not been one time I done came on the campus and not had something like that happen, bro.
Exactly.
I got a brief moment of this story before. And it was, as soon as Tyler said it, bro, like I was like, bro, that makes sense, bro. There was no shock, bro.
Exactly.
But, yeah, it was like, bro, but I don't understand how people is not letting this election go, bro. This never happened before. Were you like that transition of power, bro? It's never been a situation where somebody just wouldn't concede, bro. Like, but you know what? This is very true to form for Trump, bro. Like, he ain't did nothing by the books, bro. Like,
he's sticking to his character, bro. To the end, bro.
Literally, saying I'm gonna go out kicking and screaming. Like, I'm like,
exactly, bro. Exactly. And I mean, bro, just give it up, my guy. Just give it up. You know, you fought a good. I mean, we just got to look at it like.
I wouldn't even this say was he fought the... a good one, bro. He made it, though.
Yeah.
But, hey, damn. Like, you got your 15 minutes, bro.
He did. He did. And he definitely, I mean, I will say this. Like, this was the voter turnout on both sides was the biggest it has been. So, he clearly stoked the fire of them people, man. Like, he had them out, like, pushing that hate. He kind of made a blueprint for them right now. Like, pushing that hate message might be the way for them. Like, so who knows who they're going to have in 4 years trying to run against Biden again.
Bro, but that's typically what pushed the ball forward, bro. It's like, it's either something crazy, terrible that's going to happen. No, I mean, that's pretty much it, bro. I can't think of something just like overwhelmingly good, bro, that didn't happen that like pushed the ball forward. You think about like natural disasters and how people come together after stuff like that, or it's 9/11 like or something. Yeah, I ain't want to say it out loud, but since we're here, or like Katrina or something, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes like even when like I would say like after Nip died, or like even like you know, just any celebrity
tragedy,
like, like Pac and Biggie and all them, like people start coming together and like, yo, this shit is dumb what we're doing, bro. But it always takes like a tragedy or something being really fucked up.
Ain't nothing good gonna happen. Ain't no, not like Barack.
Ain't never been like, Barack somebody, couldn't oh, shit, do it. This man done won the Nobel Peace Prize. Let's all come together and let's all try to.
Yeah. Never.
Never. That shit don't happen, bro.
They about want to kill the person that won. Oh, we gonna kill that. That's what they about want to get him. That's crazy, but, you
know,
bro.
In that same note, bro, like a lot of y'all that know me and Block personally, bro, one of a moment that brought us together on that topic, bro, before I segue into the next portion.
Yeah.
Was I liked how in one of our group chats, bro, it was a sense of togetherness. So this is like earlier this year, one of our homeboys ended up passing away. Shout out to Rob, bro. I want to give this man a shout out. Shout out to Messiah, all them, bro. Yeah. But like, and on the topic of tragedy turning into camaraderie or togetherness, That was a moment I felt a lot closer, in even in the capacity where COVID was just getting ramped up. And, you know, I felt closer to my homeboys, bro. Like, even though we couldn't really be around each other, like, you had to think about creative ways to try to get in contact with people and try to get in touch with people. That was something I held on to. And I think we now have a closer, you know, relationship. We shoot the shit in this chat. Like, we just talk.
Oh, yeah, you know, for sure.
But, you know, it was a point where I was like, bro, I really ain't seen this person in like a year or two.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Rob was he was that check-in, bro. Like,
yeah, I mean,
he shot me some a gift for my son. Was always inviting me to, you know, these things. I caught up with him in L.A. for a second. But, yeah, man, shout out to Rob, bro. You missed, bro.
Definitely, missed. Definitely, bro. That shit still got me fucked up, bro. But rest in peace, brother. But like, yeah, that definitely did bring us closer together, man. That's a group of like 12 individuals in there, man. And you know, that definitely affected us. And you know, life is short, man. And I think I appreciate this podcast, this opportunity, because at least this, I know I get to check up on you once a week. All right, well, I know my man Akil good. Boom, like, we need little things like this, man. If we gonna get on the game, all right, hop on that duty at 6 after work, bro. You need things like that to check in, tap in, because, you know, people be in different parts of the country, different phases in their life, starting families, man. If you could just have that one thing that you could do with your homies to check in, man, you got to find that outlet, for sure.
That's for sure.
For sure.
And which I knew this was going to be a transition into the next thing I want to talk about, which is something that's kind of been on my mind today, bro. I know we had like an agenda, but like, yo, this mental health stuff, bro, kind of been like on my mind a lot heavier, bro, because I'm just seeing how it's affecting like just people that's close to me, bro. Obviously, I'm not gonna say no names, bro, but like, even like, you know, my own self is just like understanding like where I'm at with like mental health, mental wealth, and not continuing certain cycles of stuff that's been reiterated,
man.
Like, just black culture from a man's perspective too. I've been taking time to just, you know, listen, like I listen to these little audio books and like I'll get into these TED talks and stuff like that, but I also just take time at least 15-20 minutes out the day to just like peace out and just like I'm turning my watch off. I'm turning my phone off.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. I just go, you know, radio silent for just like 20 minutes at least. It don't matter if I'm at work or, you know, where I'm at.
Decompress. But,
I feel like that's something that could be beneficial to everybody that contributed to, like, I do this thing at my job with my team. It's called like words of affirmations and stuff like that. So I just like, we go around in a circle and just like, bro, you just say some positive shit to each other, like not to each other, to yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you know, or if you don't feel comfortable saying shit out loud, then at least you say it in your mind to yourself.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you, like, man. So what's some, in that same breath, like what's some things that you do to like keep your mental health together?
See, bro, that's something that I definitely have to that I've been trying to, you know, get better at, because I think my coping mechanism has been like, when anxiety gets up, that stress gets up, bro, I do exactly what you said, but I'll go zero dark 30, bro. Like, y'all know me, you know me, bro. If you ask anybody in our group chat, bro, if y'all try to hit my phone, I'm probably, if you need anything in this world, if it's an emergency, do not call me first, man. I'm going to be honest.
Bruh. Hold on. Don't. Let me just stop you right there, bro. I'm going to tell these people, yo, I really was searching for this man block for a good 2 days, bro. Mind you, when we talk on the topic, we was trying to get this podcast started for a long time. Mm-hmm. This man said, okay, we're going to record the next day. And I said, all right, bet. I'm going to be ready and waiting. And I called this man. I'm like, all right, maybe we're just gonna do it tomorrow. I was like,
right.
Call him the next day, bro. I ain't getting ready. This man ain't posting on IG, nothing, bro. I'm
no,
like, all right,
bro.
Man, this nigga,
no,
okay, like,
bro. Zero dark 30, bro. I'm telling you, like, when I just feel like that's like my coping mechanism, bro. Is like, if I'm going through something stressful or something that I just don't even, because you know, sometimes you go through stuff in life, bro, you don't even have the words to describe it, like. I don't even, I can't even, if one of my homies hit me like, yo, Block, you good? Bruh, I don't even know how to begin to explain these feelings. So I just like, I like to take time, bro. I just go zero dark 30. You know, that's what I call it. And I just be out. No Instagram, no Twitter, no none of that, bro. I just be in my own zone. And I try to use that time to focus on something that I need to get done. Like if it's my YouTube channel, if it's something for work, if it's some stuff that I need to do for my law license, I try to use that time to better myself in the area, but just going dark, bro, because sometimes you gotta have that to keep your mental straight. You gotta have that alone time, bro, and be one of your thoughts, self-assess, bro. That's one thing that I'm definitely trying to add into my mental game, bro. It's just self-assessment each day. Okay, how can I make today better than the last day, bro? You definitely right though. You gotta keep that mental strong, bro. So
100%,
definitely,
so,
brother.
So let me ask you, like, how you feel about like therapy, and like would you go to therapy
for
like,
sure?
Something you thought about?
For sure. I plan on it, bro. I plan on using this podcast as therapy to get stuff off that I need to as well. But definitely, man, anything that can help you think, help you, you know, because people be having issues and problems that they not even aware of. You don't even know why you do things. Like, it's just been programmed in you over these years. It's things that you do. You don't even know why. So, yeah, if somebody can help me explain why I do the things that I do, man, I'm down for it, brother. Anything like that. And we shouldn't, as a Black community, we shouldn't look down upon nobody for talking to somebody, like, at all, bro, at all.
Nah, yeah, that's one thing I'm slowly weaning out, bro. It's just, like, these, just natural, like, just my natural reactions to stuff that I've been conditioned to react to, just, like, from growing up, like, this is how I grew up. And then just self-checking and just being, like, I probably wasn't the right response to that, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's its own thing. So things to work on, bro. It's gonna take time, bro. As far as like on an individual level to, you know, broad spectrum stuff starting to get normalized. I think we've made some pretty big strides now. But
for sure, bro. For sure.
Just like anything, it's just gonna take time, bro.
Yeah.
But on the topic, so I you know, you mentioned the PlayStation and, you know, us getting on the game and stuff being one of your outlets,
yeah,
bro.
Yes.
Are you tapping into the PS5? Where you got one, bro? Or it's in route?
I don't got one. It's not in route. I'm sad. I'm crying. But I'm plotting on it every day though. Every day I'm ready to try to catch one of these stores lacking and it's get it, my bro. PS5 out of there.
I got them on for bookmarks sure. On every place that sells one, bro. And I think this is the year that I'm PS5. I'm going back to the PlayStation. I've been Xbox faithful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Many moons, bro.
Yes,
this
sir.
Might be the year, bro. The levels of games that they came out the gate with, bro.
Yeah, like, they on 10, bro. They on 10.
Back with it, bro. Mind you, but, like, a lot of y'all don't know this game, Ratchet and Clank, bro. But that was my go-to, bro.
Out with a new Ratchet and Clank?
It's a brand new one, bro.
Oh, man, you know, Lord.
That might be the first game I get, man. That Miles Morales looked dope, bro. But
yeah,
I might have
yeah,
to get that,
I feel
that
you.
Ratchet and Clank.
That is nostalgic. It's nostalgic.
Yes,
for
sir.
Sure, man. You remember Crash Bandicoot?
Bro. That was the second game I got. Yeah, bro.
Banger, bro. Banger,
they,
bro.
Yeah, they optimized all them games for these new systems, bro. I'm trying to play that in HD, man.
But let me ask you this though, since we on this PS5 convo, bro. I don't know if you've been looking on Instagram, Twitter, or whatever, but don't it seem like, you know, the women, the fairer gender is they seem like they're a little jealous of the PS5, man. I feel like I'm seeing some hate, bro. Like
I feel like that's always been a battle is the game.
Why is
versus
that
the me
though?
Time? Because bro, okay, like it was like, okay. Bro, you know, you chilling with your girl, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She wants you to be there very much, you know, forward facing. Like, babe, let's sit here and talk about whoop de whoop this, that, and the third.
Oh, yeah.
But
when
when you get in the house and you hop right onto the game and she might be cooking you a nice meal or something. And like you over here, like especially if your niggas is on, bro. Like,
yeah.
But it takes no time to get caught up in this game, bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
if I'm here, that means I'm not there. And so yeah, that means that time is being redirected. That time that she just want to be around her man, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's I mean, it's hard to compete with 8K graphics, though, nigga.
Like, now I'm telling you, like, hey, I feel like I'm in the game. Like, I'm in the game right now. Like, I'm in the league. I'm in 2K.
Yeah,
like,
that my player on 2K is like, psh, bro,
it's really too real.
Like, yo, babe, I really got to make it out of high school, bro. I'm like, what you gonna do this for us?
Exactly.
You think I'm going to the park because I want to? No.
Doing this for us. Facts, man. Facts, man.
But they, on that topic, bro, like they got stuff in the my player mode. Like, it's not like, you know, the older games, you was going to make it to a team anyway.
Yeah, you was
going to go in the first round, all that in the third.
Regardless.
Yeah, if you don't play right in that first one. You might not get drafted.
that was so crazy.
Bro, you could watch the clips on YouTube of what happens if you do certain situations. And yeah. So I'm looking at, they show one with a man, he just didn't get drafted. And I was just like,
damn, is the game over? Nigga? Like, <yeah. laughs> shit, what I do next? Oh, I'm a permanent park player now. Right. Can you play the story? Yo, yeah. That's funny as hell, bro.
Nah, that's funny, man.
But I just feel like my thing is, bro, like, I feel that, man, you can't really replace the me time. And for sure, brothers, to all my fellas out there, man, yeah, get your gang, get your PS5, get your Xbox, all that. Get that time in. But, you know, show your lady some love. You got to give her time for sure, all of that. But to y'all ladies, though, man, we be buying y'all these bags. We be spending the bread with no hesitation, man. Ain't nothing wrong with us spending $500, getting a PS5, walking it back to the whip, and wanting to put the seatbelt on it, man. That's my baby. That's my baby right there. Hard earned work right there, bro. So, you know, I feel it, though. I feel it.
Nah, and see, that's the thing. It's like, I can't justify the comparison or come from a woman's perspective. We got to bring a woman on the show and get...
For sure. Get that perspective, definitely.
But you know what I'm saying, with the game, you can get caught up in the game for hours, bro.
I'm telling you, man.
Hours out the week, bro.
That goes back to the mental health aspect, bro. Like, I can sit there and play the game and just decompress all that bad, stressful energy right off me, bro. Just playing duty, killing little 12-year-olds. So
virtually,
happy,
bro. Let me just add that. Virtually.
Oh, yeah, virtually. Of course, bro.
But, bro, that's another mechanism to stay in the house, though, too. But, like, honestly, but if you staying in the house and you ain't paying your girl no attention, and, you know.
That's different. If you staying in the house, though, you get your hour of gaming and you with bae, she should love that. I'm not even out in the lounge, bae. I'm just sitting here with a kill on the game, man. We about to play this for about 4 or 5 hours, though, man. But I'm gonna be right here, though. Right here. I ain't going nowhere else.
I see both sides, right? But yeah, I'm just waiting on that PS5. Right now, it's easier to say that when I got the Xbox One.
when that
PS5, though, conversation gonna have to shift.
Oh man, it ain't gonna be no conversation.
Find your hobbies, man.
You have
your girls' night, whatever. Like, and then
I have my game night.
Exactly, bro. Go ahead and do whatever you gotta do, bro. But
facts, bro. Facts.
What I was gonna say, bro? Damn, that was a good point, bro. I do wanna say, man, I just turned 30, bro, and I had probably one of the best birthdays I've had in a while. A lot of stuff was like very unexpected too. I would say, like, more so from like, and not even like in a tangible way. It's just like people just showing up, bro. And it's just I'm not really a person that needs a lot of things or is like expecting gifts or stuff like that, bro. I'm more of a like. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be around some love type.
Love, bro. Be around the love, bro.
So that was, you know, tenfold, you know, this past birthday, you know, people, you know, showed up and COVID friendly numbers.
COVID friendly. Everybody brought a bottle.
Yeah, right.
Man, it was lit.
Yeah, it was a little too lit. Yeah. But nah, my body is definitely sobering up still, bro. Like yeah. I was taking shots since, you know, it was today. Today's the 18th. No, today's the 17th.
Yeah.
So I've been taking shots since Wednesday, right before my birthday, yeah. which was on the 12th. And I just stopped drinking yesterday, which is crazy to me because I'm not fucking in college no more.
Right, right. far removed, bro. Body, it don't hit the same.
What? My body will let me know with the quickness. He's like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I hope you had fun yesterday because right now we finna be shut down the whole day.
Bro, do you remember, just talking about college, bro, do you remember that one homecoming, bro, where we got out of, I think we all of us had like an 8 o'clock class or something like that, bro. We got out of the class mm-hmm. and went straight to the mix. It's 10 a.m. They wasn't even open yet, bro. They wasn't even open. We was the first people through the door.
Let me tell you, the mix chugging margaritas has so many fond memories, bro. I'm not even gonna get into OT for folks that, you know.
Oh yeah, Savannah State people. Yes, sir. But,
nah, I remember. So let me preface this with like what the Mex even is, bro. There's this spot, it's right across from Oglethorpe Mall, and we call it the Mex, bro. It's really called La Nop, so La Noperia.
One of them Johns.
Let me tell you, if you find a happy hour special that's better than this, please let me know. Because to this day, man, it is top tier happy hour, bro. You really can go in there with $10, leave full and drunk, bro. Like, I'm not talking about tipsy. I'm talking about drunk.
Drunk. Bro. Bro, hurting.
They had these wings that were fire, bro. Like, it was, I can't even. I want to say it was like some house wings, whatever sauce that they put together, bro. They put this shit together, bro. And this wasn't like six wings, like some appetizer shit. Like, you might have fucking around and got like 20 of them hoes for like $5.
Exactly.
And you just needed about two of them Texas margaritas.
Yeah. And it was
the Big Johns too. So like, bro.
See, bro, that's why Savannah was like undefeated for the happy hour. Cause you could go to the Mex and then you could go back towards campus here, OT. For the for the two drink wing combo,
yeah, that was another dangerous spot, bro.
Deadly, bro. Deadly.
2 for 5, bro. At OT, crazy, bro. Get the Strong Islands.
Yeah. Oh my God, strong. It was no island in the mud. It was just strong. Like, it was no island. Where the island at?
Yo, that was a workout, bro.
Yo,
that was a.
Oh my God.
That I remember the hurt from that, bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
Nah,
you knew what type of night it was gonna be after one sip of the Strong Island, bro. You knew, like, okay, I'm at, your voice start getting husky, like it's gonna be one of them nights.
Oh shit! Bro, you know what's crazy? The fact that we continued on from drinking, like me now, that would have been the end of the night, bro. Drinking commenced after that
was the warm up. That was the warm up, bro.
Yeah,
the warm up.
That throws me all the way off, bro. But
I don't know how we did it, bro.
I wonder what they're doing in Savannah State now. This is like the first year without a homecoming, and
it can't be. I can't imagine, man.
Honestly, if it is lit, it probably shouldn't be. Like
exactly, nothing should be lit down there, bro. Nothing should be lit, but I'm sure it is, though. I'm sure it is. Just imagine us. Down there, they said it's no homecoming. We would have threw a homecoming. Oh, like, yeah, come on now.
We made a homecoming, bro.
Yeah, what?
Bro,
I remember one homecoming where when that riot happened and everybody was driving through the and even before we got up there, where like I had went down to, this is I can't remember where we were staying at in the Ville where all the homies was, but I just remember our homie Chris standing on the third floor of the Ville, and I run downstairs to join the crowd, and I look, I'm like, Chris, throw me a brew. That was the dumbest decision. This man launches a Bud Light off the third floor of the view, bro. That thing came down like a rocket. I'm not catching that.
Oh, hell no. Bro, the fact that he didn't toss it, bro, he really threw it, bro.
I'm saying, man.
This is a above average human, bro. Like,
I'm saying, bro.
But, nah, that What was I finna say, bro? Do you remember not Homecoming? Another moment that was just crazy as fuck. So right now, Savannah State football team, pretty damn good.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all. Year, yep.
That has not been the case, bro.
Pretty damn bad.
Time, the whole time I was in college, they may have won three games, bro.
Three. Yes, bro. Yes,
three games total, bro. But so much that the fact 1 year, bro. I think it was like our junior year, bro.
Yeah.
They won a game, and somebody sent an email out at 10 o'clock at night that we having an impromptu pep rally at the Tiger Arena at midnight when they get in.
Yeah.
The whole campus came out for it, but at midnight, bro, because they this is mid-season. Now, it's not we going to the ship. Like, this is mid-season.
We won a game.
We won one game, and that was cause for celebration. Bro. That let me know, bro. We were really turn up for no reason, bro.
No reason, bro.
At all. The situation was always there, bro.
That was that HBCU spirit right there. Like, what? We won a game? Turn up, nigga.
Fucked up, bro.
Man.
Nah, that was a... That's the part of college I miss, bro. Is like, and you're not gonna get that, I don't think, at any other campus, bro. I would say HBCU, other HBCUs might be similar, but Savannah State was just different, bro.
It's different, bro. University, bro. Bro, we was literally drinking, we really drank every day, but I'll just say it was heavily from Wednesday to Sunday.
Heavily. Monday, Tuesday was let me get my stuff together.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything else was pretty much okay. We taking off,
bro. It was 1 year in there.
Wednesdays was it used to be house parties every Wednesday.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, every Wednesday, and then every other day. I swear it was 1 year, bro. We played beer pong every
day.
Single day of the whole school semester, bro. Milwaukee's best.
Yeah,
man. Oh my god, that cheap
Milwaukee's
beer.
Best, bro.
Man.
No, that was unfortunately a very real situation, bro. And you had to look up and just like, what? I'm not even gonna get into like what else.
I'm saying, bro.
That was niggas got good at beer pong really fucking quick, bro.
I don't even
know how that shit started, like how we just started playing like that. We just niggas started bringing brews in. We just started playing fucking beer pong. Like
it was getting competitive, bro. Niggas was entering tournaments. Like we was great. Serious, bro.
Me and my nigga Smoke. Shout out to Smoke, bro. We won a couple tournaments down there in downtown Savannah. I don't even think it's a Wild Wing Cafe no more. But yeah, we was out there, bro. $100 gift cards, bro, for playing beer pong. Bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, good times, bro.
But you know what's also good about that era? So if y'all know, like this circa 09, there's some quality music that came out around this time, bro, and did not let up for a long time, bro.
It didn't, bro.
So
it didn't,
I want to tell y'all so a little bit personal story. Kind of personal to Tyler too. It was his car. Yeah. So Tyler Carr, if you knew in freshman year, bro, Mitsubishi, bro.
Yeah.
I swear. We put gas in this car one time that I can recall, bro. We drove that car the entire year, though, bro.
Of one tank of gas, it seemed like, bro. That's crazy.
Bro, that's crazy. Like, Tyler, let me borrow the whip real quick. He's like, all right, shit. Go ahead. It's strong on E, not like about to hit the line, bro. Like, ain't a drop of gas and still make it up to N-Mark, get a cut, whatever.
Yeah, yep. One tank of gas, bro. That's crazy, bro.
To this day, the miracle whip. Shout out to Kanye,
bro. That's really how we all got cool, bro. Because remember that it was I think it was the first party. Was it Georgia Southern? Where did we go? That it was some party going on, and I think I had hoop with you, Shamir, Joel. Like we had hoop like a couple times before, but we wasn't all that cool just yet.
Yeah,
and me and Shay was about to go to the party. I had my car all pulled up to the front and shit. Like, yeah, we about to head to the party.
Niggas so just walk in.
Yeah, like, oh, you going to the party, Tyler? I'm like, yeah. He was like, oh, can we ride? I'm like, yeah. But it was some people supposed to ride with. Like, I can't remember who it was, bro.
What party is that?
bro. It was the first party, bro. It was the first party. I can't remember, but it was some people that was gonna get in the back seat, bro. But I was like, man, they moving too slow. Y'all just hop in, we out. Like, man.
Hey, I'm not mad at it, bro. It's
crazy, blues, bro. I'm telling you, man. Oh,
bro. But the song that probably got the most plays in that car, bro, that year.
What was
Kendrick
it?
Lamar brought that. I do this.
Oh my God, think I'm the truest.
Bro, that I don't think we played another song in that car.
Oh my God, bro. We listened to that song every single.
Mind you, this is before Kendrick. I want to say this was KDOT days, bro. Like, he wasn't even popping at this point, bro. Like, minimal people knew who Kendrick was at this time. And that's bro, like, a fact, that was the bro. Hardest song I had ever heard at the
ever
time.
Heard in my life, bro. You can tell me that wasn't classical Beethoven, bro. Like, I thought I was listening to the best musician in the history of the world, bro.
And mind you, crazy. Like, in this same time, J. Cole had just dropped the warm up, the come up, bro. So that was God, in rotation bro. And still played this one song, bro. Like,
yes, bro. Yes, man. So much good music. Didn't Drake drop his first album that year when we was in because I know So Far Gone came out.
Oh, that was before we got
So Far Gone came out my senior year of high school.
Right.
So I know he had to have dropped something. That in 2009, I just can't remember what it was, but he had to have dropped something 2009 or maybe spring semester in 10. He had to.
Drake been consistent for dropping shit every year though, bro.
Forever, bro. The guy.
I'm confused on what that could have fucking been in 2009.
Yeah, look it up, bro.
So this nigga, 2010 he dropped Thank Me Later.
Yeah,
second semester, bro.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Classic, man.
Yeah, fireworks, karaoke, over.
Yeah.
Oh, that fancy. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Yeah. King Drake, bro. Come on.
Yeah, bro. We don't deserve Drake, bro.
No, bro. We don't. But I'm going to rep him to the death.
This Unforgettable, bro.
Mm-hmm. Jeezy. Yeah.
Now, if he play that on that Versus, bro, he might got some
shit. He might get a W.
Hey, you know what? Jeezy do got some features, bro. Mind you, like, we was talking about the Versus battle that he finna go through with Gucci, bro, and I'm just going through the catalog. I think what people... Only way I can see Jeezy winning this, bro, is if... You know, because Jeezy catered to a different kind of crowd, though. Like,
he do.
Jeezy catered to, like... You know, I feel like, so how I classify trap music is you got trap music, like some shit that you got to be a fucking drug dealer or be around some shit to fucking understand.
Yeah.
What we talking about.
In the trap. Then you got some,
like some just overall hood trap music. So it's very relatable content. It's like, oh, I can kind of get where he's going with this. And that's Jeezy category right there. Like,
yeah.
He very much like, you could have some, you know, some kids that grew up in the burbs rapping some Jeezy and just be like, yeah, they feel hard now.
But yeah,
When Gucci talking that chicken talk, bro.
That
might go over your head a little bit.
It get different, bro. It get different. I just feel like Gucci got too much, bro. Too many. Like, I think Gucci will win this even if he don't play no album cuts. Like, he could go straight mixtape, bro. The movie... Like, come on,
yes,
bird print.
Nah,
it's too much, bro. It's too much.
But
in
you
there,
mind
bro.
You, like, Gucci would drop like 2-3 mixtapes a year, bro.
What
the amount of content
every
he
year,
got, bro? Like,
too many songs, bro.
Just on the quantity of his content alone, bro.
Right, man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just got too much, bro. He got too much.
It's too much.
You probably could play Gucci 20. Music for a week straight, bro, without repeating the song, bro.
Yes, you can, bro. I'm sure you can. Just let his whole catalog ride, bro, for a whole week. You could do that.
But now I won't completely say that. I'm never gonna say Jeezy don't got content, bro. Because
the man got content. Bro. No, the snowman is.
It's what, TM 103?
Yes.
Recession.
Too much, bro. Too much.
This is definitely a Tyson Holyfield bout, bro.
Yeah, man. It's gonna get real, man. It's gonna come down to music selection. So hopefully Gucci picked the right 20, bro. We don't need. He could throw Lemonade on there, I guess, man. But give us that real.
But you
give us that real,
bro. Who gonna play? What was it? So Icy. Wasn't this nigga on So Icy, bro?
Jeezy. Yeah, he was.
Yeah. At first. Who gonna play that?
Yeah. You think this gonna be? You think they're gonna be in the same room, or you think it's gonna really be Zoom?
No, they're gonna have to Zoom this, bro. They're gonna have to Zoom this.
They gotta Zoom. They gotta Zoom it, bro.
Live record a murder, bro. Like,
yeah, somebody might get bodied for real, bro.
Nah, cause like, it's mind you, like they might have let it go, bro. But you got niggas in their camp or niggas in.
Yeah, still feel some type of way, bro. That shit was heated back then, bro.
Bro, this nigga it was really sent somebody to kill this man, bro. So
yeah,
bro, know.
It was
like,
heated. I'm trying to figure out. The bag must be nice for this, man. Gucci, Jeezy, I hope y'all got a bag. I hope y'all got a bag for this, bro.
I can't wait to I can't wait to hop on the pod after that, bro, because I'm sure it's going to be some hot
takes
on that one.
Bro. If somebody gets smoked, I want y'all to know. I'm saying who got smoked. Like, not pulling no punches, bro.
No, I'm very much on the side of Gucci, bro. Yo, Gucci been holding it down on this. So I'm from East Atlanta, bro. He been holding down over here for many moons, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, he used to, you know, come up to the school. Mind you, if y'all read the book, you know, shout out Cedar Grove High School. Yeah, we in there. I'm biased, bro. But I feel like I'm not biased for no reason, bro. Like, it's not.
Nah.
Just overall, he's just I feel like a better artist, bro. He put niggas on, but like, and you know, he might have a couple songs. It's like, man, that was all right. But he got 70 other songs that will be fire right now, bro, and relevant content, bro.
Exactly, bro. Exactly, man. Exactly. That's a fact, bro. It's going to be a goodie, though, for sure. It's definitely going to be a goodie, man. I can't wait.
I really ain't been a fan of a lot of these verses. Things that's been going on, but this is one I actually might
have
some time to watch, bro. Like,
yeah,
I was like, and no disrespect to the gospel music, bro, but I ain't like they was going, but it was like Fred Hammond and somebody else. I was like,
they ain't do that though, did they? They were just talking about it. They did that.
No, they did it. It was like Kirk Franklin and
I totally skipped that one. I skipped that one, brother.
Yeah, it was just like,
stop. I get where you go. No, I'm good, bro.
How we battling good. Church music? Is that even a, like?
Ain't that against something? Ain't that a sin?
Yeah, like I'm just
man.
Like,
thou like, shalt not battle. What?
That man Lecrae went too hard, bro. He washed how you wash somebody with the blood of Jesus? I'm confused, bro. Nah.
Man, that's a fact, bro. That's a fact.
Crazy. What was the one with who Trina was just was it Trina? No, it was Monica and Brandy.
Monica and Brandy. Did you peep that one?
I caught the glimpses, bro. They killed them on the memes though, bro.
Yeah.
They killed them on the memes. I got the glimpses, but that was two powerful R&B singers.
Yeah,
though, bro.
definitely. That definitely was a good one, man. So who you think T.I. gonna get now? Like, or you think he out of it? Like, cause
yeah, he needs to just bow out.
Why you think they replaced him though? Like, well, I guess the Gucci Jeezy make sense, but like
Jeezy T.I.
Okay,
Jeezy Gucci. Which one you
buy? Jeezy Gucci.
Exactly,
I want the Jeezy Gucci.
Exactly,
man.
Bro. They
it's too much backstory. It's too much backstory.
The audience is way bigger for that, bro.
It is, you know, but the crazy thing about it though, bro, is when we talked about T.I. and Jeezy, we had T.I. winning though. So it's like the backstory is pretty much is the selling point of the Jeezy Gucci, cause T.I., man, whoever he get, he gonna smoke somebody. Like, somebody's gonna get punished if he ever can find somebody.
Yeah, the rubber band man is gonna show up for somebody, but is like who he gonna go against now? There's nobody for him to go.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. I can't even think of nobody.
Now, in that same breath, bro, his new album, very, very much fuckwittable music, bro.
It is. He still got it, man. He still got it.
That beg your pardon. I bring around with the carpenter, some big yo part. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, let me get your opinion on this though. How you feel about, see, this is why I think it was canceled. I think it was kind of canceled because of T.I.'s comments on King Von, bro.
I didn't even hear what he said about King Von.
Okay, let me break this down, bro. So, you know, King Von passed away. Rest in peace, brother.
Right.
Big shout out to you, man. Rest in peace. Big shout out to everybody in Chicago, O Block, all that. So after that happened, I guess T.I. took the Instagram, man. And this is, man, we got to stop taking the Instagram. Anytime you hear somebody took the Instagram, it went bad. But T.I., he said that pretty much, I'm not going to quote the man, but he pretty much said, handle your beefs in your own city. Stop killing and shooting each other in Atlanta. Pretty much, this is a respectable. He was pretty much saying this is a respectable area of culture and all this, and we don't need any of that drama or anything here in the city of Atlanta. And they killed him. They killed him for that. And I think
just the internet or like somebody.
The internet, everybody, Instagram, everybody is killing him right now because it was just bad. The man just died. Like you can't. That's not a good. Even if you feel that way. There's a better way, I feel like, to go about that, bro. Like,
yeah.
Wait some time, first of all. Let that man get buried, and then, you know, maybe speak your piece or do some stuff in the city to promote that. But, man, that comment, I don't know. Because if he battle anybody right now, oh, he's getting trolled. Come on, man. He's getting trolled. Like, he's not getting a win.
I'm not necessarily mad at what he said. The timing was off, though, bro. Like, you got to be cognizant of, like, right. Read the room, bro. Read the room.
That's what I'm saying,
like,
bro.
It's like somebody just, like, come on, this young man just died. You know what I'm saying? First of all, niggas need to kill the violence anywhere.
Exactly.
If it's Atlanta, I don't care if it's in
anywhere.
Montana.
All yeah, that. Like, stop.
Yeah, it's just a lot. And a lot of it's senseless, bro. It's no point. To a lot of it, it's like a lot of ego checks. Like he said, she said that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I forgot who I was listening to. I want to say it was Meek, bro, but I can't say that in confidence. But the moral of it is, you know what I'm saying? Like you got something. It's a cycle of how this shit happens, bro. Like
right.
Somebody feels a type of way about something, so you kill them. And then next thing, you know, that person got family, whatever, and they got people that want to get their get back. They're going to kill
exactly.
you, and then that's going to touch XYZ people. So it's going to be a consistent cycle of get back. And
it keeps going nonstop.
Until it just breaks off. And you know, I don't see what the end of that spectrum is. Because, like, when you not even when you kill somebody, when somebody die, then you think about how many people that shit touch, bro. You
exactly.
You know, if they... Hypothetically, mom, dad just start off the rip. Then you gotta say you got auntie, uncle, cousins, you know, brother, sister, friends, like, you know what I'm saying? There's right. all these people, and depending on like how the death happened, you know what I'm saying, which, you know, if it is a murder or something like that, like you don't know how like people friends is, like the relationships and all that stuff, how that relates. You know, sometimes people don't want to just kill that person. They want to make you feel bad, so they're gonna go after your parent or
you don't know. exactly
and,
man,
and again, bro, it's just the constant cycle of violence, bro. Like, so I mean, I don't 100% disagree with him. I don't think any violence should be going on in general, bro. Like, I mean, I hate that it's so much going on in Atlanta. It's just like it's enough shit going on in Atlanta right now.
Exactly.
But that's the same. But like, you know what I'm saying, with the I guess that I was gonna compare the Biggie and Pac shit, but that shit was in California. But
yeah,
the thing about it is, bro, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't know, bro. I don't agree with the timing of it, bro. I just think I get his point though.
I get his point, but like you said when you began, bro, stop the violence everywhere, bro. If you got beef with somebody, man, what's wrong with just putting your dukes up, bro?
Yeah, bro. That's a
put
lost
your
art,
dukes
bro.
Up, bro.
I was
dang.
I was talking with some folks I just went to the barbershop today, and I was talking to. So mind you, I went back to a barbershop I used to go to when I was a kid, bro. Like I was probably like 19 years old when I first started going to this barbershop, bro. And some of the same barbers is in there, bro. And so they know me from like being like yay tall and whatever, but like some of the same people that go get their haircut there too is there too. And just like hearing some of them talk, like, you know what I'm saying? it's hard to explain this because they, mind you, they in the same spot. But like, yeah, it's just like, yeah, it'd be like that hood nigga, like gym, yep, like, it's like when you talking about like, even just like how you deal with confrontation, bro, it's a different way, like how niggas approach confrontation. And just like the, how older people from mm-hmm. this side of town approach confrontation. It's like, I'm going to be up front with you and it's about respect kind of thing, but I ain't wilding out. I ain't finna shoot your ass, or we're gonna
right
have our ones. And it was yeah. like, he was saying like, it was a situation, somebody was talking shit on Facebook and he saw him at the barbershop.
Yeah. And, damn.
And then, so what's he was up, like, nigga? So the dude tried to walk up to him, you know, give him a dap. He's like, nah, before we do anything, we finna address.
Yeah, we gotta handle situation. That. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I don't like how you was speaking. You was doing this, that, and the third, bro. So it's like, one, it's none of that talking behind a nigga back shit. Like, some people just not having that, bro. And I 100% agree with that shit. If you got something to say, bro, pull up and say that shit.
Yep.
But on the second point, it's like, nah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one, you gonna take this ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll discuss whatever what the fuck two is after the fucking
yeah yeah take this ass whooping. Yeah,
yeah,
we ain't getting past step one.
Yeah, but it ain't like it's never escalated to fucking, you know, like, okay, this nigga talking shit, I'm about to take this nigga up out of here, bro.
Yeah, like I don't get that, bro. Like, why does it jump? Why is that the first thing? Like, before you even get to squabbling, you got your, like, what? I don't get it, man. I never once, and maybe it's just the way I was raised, man. I ain't really like, I mean, I ain't grow up in that mentality of where I had to keep something on me just to go to school or anything like that. So I never had mm-hmm. the mentality like, yo, I don't even think I could, unless my life is, if my life is being threatened, oh, I'm gonna put somebody down, like, without a doubt. But just in my daily being the killer mentality, I don't have that, man. I'd rather just fight it out, man. That's how I was taught, bro. Like,
yeah,
hey, you got an issue, we squabble it out, I might take an L, I'm gonna dap you at the end though, and we gonna keep it pushing. Like, I'm not about to hold no animosity, man.
Shit, I don't know about dapping a nigga at the end, bro. That had to be like, the homie. You had to be the homie, bro.
Yeah, if it's the homie. But see, that's my thing, though. At this age, like, let's take it like to this age. We 29, 30 years old.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have no beef with no regular grown man.
We way past
I
that.
I should not have no beef. If you don't like me at this point, bro, hey, I'm sorry, bro. You go your way, I go my way. Cause I'm not about to, we about to fight? I don't even know you. Like, you better, what?
Yeah, that's not doing that. A young man's game, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's not for no grown man, bro. I got a job. Like,
facts, bro. Yes, bro.
I got a real job.
Responsibilities, people that's like, yeah, I need to take care of, bro. And I put shoot the shit with you.
Yeah, no. What I look like coming in the job? I got a black eye.
Right.
Going to shake my boss, shit. Like, what happened to you?
Then nigga talking shit about me on Facebook. Like, yeah. If you don't pack your shit up and go somewhere else to McDonald's?
Yeah. Hey, his girlfriend poked me on Facebook. Hey, remember that poke shit on Facebook? Pause.
Hey, oh, damn,
bro. I don't know, bro.
I don't even be on Facebook enough to know that.
Yeah, I don't either, bro.
Oh, speaking of features to social media, though, bro. I hate the topic shit, but you see they bringing the reels or whatever the fuck, the shit to Twitter. They bringing like the story shit like you have on IG.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's gonna get out of hand real quick, bro.
Yeah,
you know how Twitter insane, already.
Bro. No, they are a wild place, bro. Also, yeah, very, bro, very entertaining.
Very. Follow me.
Go ahead and plug yourself. Oh, they do got, bro. I'm looking at it right now. This is wild, bro. Of course, the first person I see is Orin.
He already testing it out, man. Yeah, he know Orin, he think KC, he a bro. Twitter superstar, bro. That's hilarious, man.
Yo, shout out that 478 brand. Shout out to Dre.
Yeah, big shout out to Dre, man. 478. How you say it? 478. Shout out to him, man. Get your t-shirts, hoodies. He got all that good merchandise, man. If you repping that Mac Town, man.
Big shout out to Dre. And also, bro, I'm looking at it. I'm talking about Orin, Dre, and you, bro. Happy Founders Day, bro. Happy Founders Day.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, shout out to all the y'all out there that is, bro. Smoke, Oren, Dre, George, right. Peeps. Yeah,
that's
like,
a lot of people.
I ain't finna go down and say all y'all homies. Names, bro. Yeah, like, shout out to yeah. all y'all, bro.
yeah, for sure, bro. For sure,
bro,
man.
100, bro. But yeah, man, yeah. I do want to shout out a couple businesses before we wrap
yeah, up definitely.
Out of here, bro. I do, definitely. And I'm gonna probably be shouting out some businesses, you know, periodically throughout the pod. Not probably, I will do that.
Definitely.
So shout
man.
Out to the 478 brand. I do want to shout out one of my homeboys, Will, with the 24/7 grind. Y'all reach out to him, 24/7 grind on IG. Good athleisure wear. They got everything from full-on athletic wear, athleisure, and just good clothes, okay. Good quality clothes. So check that out. Tap into that.
Yeah.
I also want to shout out something for the ladies, bro. If y'all wanted some like skincare brands, I want to shout out Skinopsis, my homegirl Ashley. She's okay. On top of that. So if y'all want to check her out, bro, she's got some good organic, I want to say vegan, don't quote me though, go check it out for yourself, options for y'all, but good quality, good results, and good comments from people that have tried it. So yeah, skinopsis.com for hers. And I'm gonna leave on that, bro.
Yeah,
you got anything, Block? Oh, shout out your shit, bro,
for sure, man. Hey, if y'all get a chance, please go on to YouTube, man. Mm-hmm. Search YBTV, man. That's my YouTube page. I'm on there doing music reviews, music news, music topics, all of that, man. All type of different kinds of music, genres, everything, man. Just tapping in with every aspect of music, man. So if you into music, please hop on the YouTube page, subscribe, and that's where you can find me at, man, for sure.
That's what's up, man. I do want to add, bro. It was actually like, you know, I had high expectations, but they even exceeded those expectations. Like, it's really an entertaining YouTube page, bro.
And I it is,
like,
bro.
Bro, it's like, and I do like the fact that you don't just review like the same music that everybody listening to. Like, that's exactly. when I got really hip to that drill music and all that stuff.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Like hearing that, because honestly, I ain't heard no bad songs on there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, y'all check that out.
Definitely.
Yeah, and we're concluding, bro. I do want to say some kind of full circle from what we were talking about earlier about the mental health and just like, you know, being able to talk to yourself in a kind way, bro. Just make sure, you know what I'm saying, if you listen to this podcast, take some time out your day, say some kind words to yourself, man. Just be positive about what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to get into this bag of, you know, self-doubt, you know, fear about the future. I know this is very uncertain times that we're going through right now, but it's a brighter side. And if you got the resources to tap into a therapist, there's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist, y'all. Y'all
facts, bro.
Do yourself a favor. You know, take care of yourself physically with health, but do not neglect that mental health. It's just as important, if not more important. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir,
take some
bro.
Times, give yourself some affirmations. You deserve it.
But, facts, bro.
Yeah, Block, you got anything else before we close this
nah,
out?
Nah, bro, that's it for me, bro. It's been another a good first episode, man, and we definitely going to have these coming out weekly. We're going to delve into so many different topics, man, so please stay tuned. Rock with us. You can find us on all the podcast outlets and on YouTube, man. So tap in with us, the Greater Than Club.